1-800-848-3349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, last night at the State of the State, talked about 140,000 housing units shortfall that still exists in the state of Michigan, which was the same number given at the Detroit Chamber Mackinac Conference. But the Michigan State Housing Development Authority's MSHDA executive director said they're already halfway toward meeting the governor's goal. MSHDA director Amy Hovey said the housing number units will not come out until May, but said that there was more than 20,000 permits issued last year in 2024. The numbers were just based only on state permits, not local permits. So the 140,000 number was the only number Whitmer had to work with last night. In May, we will have updated numbers, not only from statewide permits, but also local permits. And I think you'll see a huge number that will reduce the 140,000 by half. Additionally, 12,000 units were plugged into the network late last year. Whitmer called on MSHDA to continue what they are doing with housing and reiterated a line from her 2024 State of the State address. We got to build, baby, build. Of course, the takeoff of Donald Trump's drill, baby, drill. Hovey, the director, said she wasn't anticipating the launch of any new programs in the immediate future, especially after her organization had just launched two new programs surrounding employer-backed housing and helping first-generation homebuyers get their first house. We talked about that. There is a program for renters, people who have never owned a home can apply for a $25,000 loan. 25 grand to go towards down payment, closing costs, etc., through MSHDA. Specifically, this being a new $25 million MSHDA earmark that Governor Whitmer is including in her proposed budget. That number is on top of the $10 million in the current budget, which would be matched with $35 million from the private sector. Total amount toward this new program, $70 million that will be administered through MSHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. We're constantly looking for how we can bring additional players to partner with us to get this done. That's how we were able to get to $2.1 billion in 2024. That's how we're going to get to these numbers in 2025, said Hovey. Going back to the governor, she said that mortgage rates were high and prices have shot up by 50% over the last 4 years. She gave the statistics that a quarter of homes being bought by first-time home buyers was at an all-time low. And now the median age of a home buyer is 56, which is an all-time high. Hovey said the housing market was predicated on more than just the amount of housing available and people needing an increase in wages to be able to access the jobs necessary to pay for housing. Well, the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity Director Susan Corbin said the apprenticeship programs that were being offered will help fill labor gaps, specifically in skilled trades, something that is causing a bottleneck in the building of new housing. Corbin said the work from LEO, MISHDA, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was all part of a collaboration tackling different aspects of the housing shortage in the state. I've never seen greater synergy in state government than between these agencies. Corbin also has a seat on the board of MISHDA. While another bureaucratic agency, Michigan Economic Development Corporation's director, Quentin Misser Jr., said MEDC also has a board seat on MISHDA. One aspect of housing that MEDC supports was through the placemaking grants and other programs that rehabilitate abandoned or vacant buildings into mixed-use commercial and residential areas. See, there's two benefits to looking at those buildings. I'll give you a perfect example. Mancelona. Downtown Mancelona, 131 in Antrim County. They have a lot of buildings there that have commercial storefronts, but they also have second stories to them. There's absolutely no reason why those type of buildings, I don't care where they're located, what county they're in, top of mind just came to me, those buildings in Mancelona. Charlevoix has some. Onaway has some. Rogers City, Sheboygan. What you do is you convert the upstairs to a tenant or maybe perhaps the owner of the building. They operate their business downstairs. They go upstairs to the residence. Now, after the store closes, you've got somebody on site to provide security for your own building, your store downstairs, or maybe a tenant. Somebody's living there. Nobody's going to break into the store when somebody's upstairs sleeping. They're not going to do it. You've got a built-in security guard living above the business. What is the hang-up to rehabbing these buildings? A lot of times, it's local zoning ordinances. Mixed use absolutely is a phenomenal idea. MISHDA and MEDC are part of a capital stack, quote-unquote, that is needed to take place in order to get some of these housing projects completed by developers. Workforce housing, density, all these other issues are a primary focus of the MEDC, said Messer. We need housing that is appropriate at different life stages, different income levels. And I think we fit a slice of that puzzle that fundamentally addresses creating places where people want to live, thrive, and build their businesses and their lives. Actually, Jarrett Scorup, Vice President for Marketing Communications at Mackinac Center for Public Policy, got an amen for the governor when Governor Whitmer's call to build, baby, build and speed up permitting regulations to bring down housing costs and expand the market, increase the supply. Absolutely amen, said Scorup. Finally, lawmakers should put this into action and pass significant zoning reforms for real results. We also applaud her efforts to support recognizing out-of-state licenses. and reviewing licensing regulations that are currently on the books so Michiganders can get to work, said Scorup. Here is the bottom line to that component. We are the most regulated state in the country when it comes to licenses. Landscapers, painters, beauticians, massage therapists, chiropractors, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Lara needs to be reformed. Major, major reforms need to take place at that bureaucratic agency. Licensing and regulations. Again, a bulldozer to Lansing. And it's going to take leadership. It's going to take a Republican businessman to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, working with the Republican-controlled House and Senate to get it done. In my opinion, it's the only way it's going to happen. There's no way any of these true reforms that need to be done to fix Michigan is going to be done by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's going to be bipartisan. She obviously proved that last night. And she's going to do everything she can to make sure her last 2 years of governor in the state of Michigan are productive and bipartisan. That's simple. One of the things that you have to understand, this is just her DNA. You can't change her values, her principles. You cannot change the way the woman thinks. It's not going to happen. So what do? We write it out. We keep pressure on the Republicans to stay strong, force her to come to you. Force her to be bipartisan more than she's ever done before, ever. Sell it to her that you're helping her create the image that she can work with Republicans if she wants to be president of the United States in 2028. Not going to happen, but that's what you tell her. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies, by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. I apologize for dedicating a large majority of the show today to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State address, but I'm sure many of you didn't waste the time to watch it. So I wanted to make sure you fully understood all of the main components. So hopefully you had your fill of the State of the State. Now let's move forward. Let's see what we can do going forward, putting pressure on the Republicans to stand strong and to make her, the governor, come to them. Again, Senator DeMoose, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, pick off two Democrat state senators. Bring them to your side. You can basically operate as if you have a Republican majority in the Senate. All you have to do is pick off two of the 20 Democrats to join your caucus to be part of your voting team block. And you have basically taken over control of the state Senate. 20 Democrats, you can't get 10%, you can't get two of them to join your side. That's what you need to do. Focus on two of them, getting them to admit, to agree, to cooperate, to block the Democrat Senate minority once they join the Republican side. Then you've got control of the House, major 58 to 52, and you've got 20 to 18 Republicans versus 18 Democrats. Now Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to have to come to you guys. Basically that simple. That's the bottom line. So with that, we're moving on. This Saturday, if you could give us a couple of hours in Antrim County, I would be forever in your debt. We're meeting at 10 o'clock on the western edge of Village Market in Elk Rapids, right off of US 31. From there, we're going to have clipboards, we're going to have petition sheets, and we're going to work the gas stations. People pumping gas in Antrim County on Saturday, most of them probably residents of our county. If they are a resident of our county, we're going to ask them to sign our petition sheet. We need to collect 2,700 signatures in the month of March. It starts this Saturday, March 1st. We need to collect these signatures to put it on the ballot. that we do not want three out of our five county commissioners who voted to borrow $25 million and spend another $8.5 million that we have in our rainy day fund for the construction of a new $33.5 million jail. I'm going to be set up down there. I'm going to get there early, probably about 9 o'clock. I'm going to set up the banner. I'm going to have the UConn there. I'm going to be able to pass out 12 clipboards with petition sheets and assign people to go to gas stations throughout Antrim County. If you're coming from the east, we'll probably send you over to Mancelona, probably 131. The McDonald's gas station over there, just north of town. The grocery stores, the gas stations, all of the gas stations in Antrim County need to be covered this Saturday. We're praying for warm weather. We're praying that people will come and help us. We need a favor. If you can volunteer some time and gas to come down and join us, we greatly appreciate it. When we're all done, 3 o'clock, I'm going to be hosting a pizza party at the brand new BC Pizza in Bel Air, just down the street from Vicky's office. Greatly appreciate if you would help us on Saturday collect signatures and then come party with us at the pizza party at BC Pizza right there in downtown Bel Air, just north of the McDonald's around the curve on M88. Come help us. Come join us. Be part of this effort. I would forever be in your debt. We need, my team alone needs to collect 500 of the 2,700. I can't let my group down. I got to make sure that I get the 500 and I need your help. So if you could come join us, I greatly appreciate it. We will be getting in our vehicles with the petition sheets, the boards, and then we'll meet back up at BC Pizza to turn them in. I'd love if we could collect all 500 signatures on Saturday. That's my goal. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping you guys can help us do. If you need information about it, you're willing to come, just text me Saturday. Just text me Saturday, and I'll send you the flyer with all the information, the address, all of it. Text me Saturday, and I'll send it to you. And also, I have rear window stickers for those of you who live in 97.7 FM's listening area. We'll be able to put them on your vehicles as well. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance.